Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Demand is dropping for programs that help struggling homeowners avoid foreclosures during the pandemic. Last week, the number of homeowners who took advantage of pandemic-related mortgage bailout plans fell below 3 million for the first time since April. And active forbearances dropped by 18% as the six-month expiration date on those plans approaches. Let's bring in MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Tanya.
So last week's decline in forbearances, which lets people put off paying their mortgages if they've been affected by the pandemic, was more significant than in July when the first round of forbearances were 3 months along. What's behind this sharp drop? Are people suddenly doing better?
So forbearance really means patience, right? The idea that there's some short-term reason you can't pay your mortgage. Now, think about that. For most people who own a home or have a mortgage, the mortgage is probably their single biggest expense. And so as people got laid off and shutdown started rolling in March, the first thing people did was call their banks and say, hey, can we put this off? Now, Black Knight, which is the company behind all this data, says there's clearly a sign of long-term improvement. Some people are back at work. As a result, they're now back to paying their loans. There are still a lot of Americans who are in trouble. Probably a third of all American households are saying that they're facing either eviction or foreclosure. In five states, Nebraska, Wyoming, North Carolina, Louisiana, Nevada, that number is more than 50%. So it's not, we're not out of the woods, but yes, it does look like there is some improvement on the horizon.
Well, what options are available to homeowners who need help with their mortgage payments right now still?
Well, it depends on what sort of mortgage you have. If it's a government-backed mortgage, meaning backed by Fannie and Freddie, the Federal Housing Authority, the VA, or the U.S. Department of Agriculture, that's about two-thirds of all loans. You can get a forbearance for 360 days. You get it for 180 days, and then you can apply for an extension for another 180 days. But about 400,000 people who have federally backed mortgages are described as being needlessly delinquent. For some reason, they didn't apply for this, so it seems like the message didn't get out there. About a third of all mortgages, about 14.5 or 15 million, are privately owned, meaning they're through a bank and they're not backed by a federal insurance program. Most of the banks I've studied are offering some sort of version of forbearance, not forgiveness. You do owe all the money in the end, but an ability to put off payments. It's a matter of talking to either your bank or the federal program that insures your mortgage.
Yeah. You know, economists are saying this huge drop in mortgage assistance plans is a sign that the market is actually improving. But could the absence of another coronavirus relief package throw that progress down the drain?
Yeah, look, a lot of things are happening. First of all, interest rates are very low, and that's spurring home buying, and prices are up. So if you have a mortgage, at least you don't have, it's not like 2008 or 2009 where your house value had come down. But of course, if you're without a job, you can't get a new mortgage or you can't refinance it. There is a real worry. You know, every 2 hours we get new news on whether or not there's going to be another program. If there isn't one, there are a lot of warnings, including one from the chair of the Federal Reserve, that if we do too little, we'll end up with a weak recovery and a whole bunch of people will continue to suffer.
That's MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi. As always, thank you.
Thanks, Tanya.